You're listening to SBS News.
Hey Nick, how are you? Grab a seat. Grab a seat. Hello.
When Nicholas Sykes embarked on immunotherapy to treat his skin cancer, he didn't know if it would work. He simply hoped it would.
Overall, it was just a wait and see for your 3-month check-in to see if this treatment had worked, if it was looking like it would work going forward, or if we needed to try a new solution.
50% of advanced melanoma patients don't respond to immunotherapy. A new online tool can now more accurately predict how a person will respond to treatment before they start. Melanoma Institute Australia oncologist Associate Professor Alex Menzies says that will give patients confidence going into treatment or opting for something else.
For patients that we think are unlikely to respond to treatment, we have clinical trials that we can give them from the outset to give them a better chance of cure. So we're trying to personalise therapy for patients with immunotherapy.
We just fill this and then we just say, calculate. This is the likelihood of response, okay? Which it seems not
the immunotherapy outcomes prediction calculator, developed by Melanoma Institute Australia, is accessible to oncologists worldwide for free. Institute oncologist Dr. Inez Piresh da Silva says it uses information that's routinely gathered, making it easy to use in first or second appointments.
This tool, which is clinical based, is the starting point for an even more accurate model. Okay, and we are currently, it's a work that's ongoing in the lab, trying to add other molecular testings to see if we can increase the accuracy of this prediction model.
Patient Diane Stegels wishes the tool was around 9 years ago when she was diagnosed.
Nothing worked for me of the mainstream drugs. So if this technology had been available, I probably wouldn't have had to go through the years of treatments and failures and disappointments.
A separate study involving a Monash University researcher has identified a potential way to reduce the recurrence of melanoma tumours, especially in men. BRAF-targeted therapy is used in almost half of all advanced skin cancer cases, but is nearly twice as effective in women. Researchers treating mice with the therapy and drugs that block male sex hormones have discovered the cancer is better controlled. Monash University research fellow Dr. Miles Andrews says the findings could benefit patients with different cancers.
It certainly looks like there's quite compelling evidence that this hormone interaction is relevant for immunotherapy as well. So the potential for this to apply to a very broad range of cancer types is quite high.
A clinical trial is needed to evaluate the potential for a dual treatment strategy. Alan Lee, SBS News.